We read once again this evening in the Acts of the Apostles at the first chapter and from the beginning. And this, as we saw and may see from a comparison with the opening verses in Luke's Gospel, is also written by Luke, the beloved physician. The formal treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. You will remember that we explained last week that one reason for the 40 days which elapsed between the resurrection and the ascension of our Lord was that Jesus was intent upon teaching them many things, and particularly teaching them the true interpretation of the Scriptures. You remember at the end of Luke's Gospel we read how he opened their understanding and opened the Scriptures to them concerning himself, beginning at Moses and all the prophets. Given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion. A very striking and significant phrase, alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. And doubtless that was a very difficult command for them to observe, because after all, the amazing fact of the resurrection had hit them. And when one is almost unnerved by the supernatural, the most difficult thing in the world to do is just to stay still. This is why Peter, on that famous occasion that we read about in John's Gospel, chapter 21, is it, said, "I go a-fishing." The impulsive spirit couldn't stay still. He had to do something. But Jesus says, "Don't leave Jerusalem." Being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, "Ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." That is a quotation from something that John himself said. "I baptize you with water, but he," referring to Christ, "shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, "Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" And he said unto them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you." We could read that alternatively like this: "Ye shall receive power, the Holy Ghost coming upon you." The Holy Ghost, you see, is the power. And it is the Holy Ghost that they were to receive. "And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And this ever-expanding influence is the pattern which is unfolded for us throughout the book of the Acts of the Apostles. First in Jerusalem and Judea, then Samaria, and then the uttermost parts of the earth. "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel." Now you can take that as either as meaning angels or glorified men. It could be either. Moses and Elijah, you remember, appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration with him, and they weren't ghosts, but men. Two men stood who also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. Amen. May God bless unto us the reading of his holy word.